Thank you, brother. So true, you can't add anything to what God done for us. I'm glad you don't have to. We wouldn't have nothing to add. He said all our righteousness is filthy rags. I'm so glad to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. That's it. Someone says, hey, you know you're going to get to heaven. Sure as he's there. Not me. I'd rather pray the prayer that the one prayed, and he said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. We need to pray that prayer and thank, just, you know, telling God how good we are. You know, and how bad somebody else is. No. It's all in the Lord, isn't it? It's all in him. That's where our faith, our hope, and our confidence and trust is in him. That's the only way you're going to get there. Because he's the door, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. He's the only one. He never has sinned. He's perfect. Got a perfect Savior. You know what? One day, we're going to be done with all this battle we in. Amen. All the war and all the things that we face will be one day all behind us. We get into that wonderful place you got prepared for us. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 14. Not that I don't love the first part of this chapter, but St. John chapter 14, going to start reading in verse number 15. I'd like to read down through verse number 28. John 14, verse number 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Boy, I tell you, I don't know about you, but this singing did me good this morning. Get him a soul. We got the singing that he abides. Well, see. This is already in my heart, and that's why I was getting in that thing. Hey, God knows what he's doing. He does abide. And he'll abide forever. Thank God, not temporary, is it? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. I want to say something right before we go any farther. Man, I'll get back to it, you can't never tell. But the world don't see it. World don't see it, they ain't going to have it. They ought to do away with the wind, hadn't they? If they could. You ever seen the wind? You say, yeah, I see it. No, you don't see it. You see what it's doing. See it blowing the trees. You see it. You can feel it. Can't you? But the world received it not, because it seeth him not. Neither knoweth him. Don't know him, so they're not going to receive him. Don't see him, because he's not going to receive him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Not only is he with us, but he's in us. I will not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. We're singing that song. Because he lives, we can live. Hallelujah. Amen. And as at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. I like that. You look at that. He said, I'm in my Father. And guess what? We in Christ. Christ is in God. And Christ is in us. Good. Somebody said, that's a puzzle. It's a good one. Yes, a family. Amen, brother. Glory to God. He that hath my, it says, verse number 20, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Somebody said, oh, I love the Lord. Well, if you love him, we're going to keep his word and his commandments, and we're going to walk with him. And he that loveth me, I like this, shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. He'll manifest himself to you. He's real. Judas said unto him, not his cart, not the one who betrayed him, but said, Lord, how is it that thou manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. This world, he's not manifesting himself to him. He said, no, what's wrong? I'll tell you he's manifesting himself to unto us. Disciples, them that love him, them that keep his commandments, them that walk in with him, but not into the world, because the world hasn't received him. But you have. And he's going to manifest himself unto us. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, I just read that, but he said, verse number 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Oh, glory to God. You think about that. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Abiding with him. He's abiding with us. Can you imagine him coming to us and abiding? I want to say, I don't know a thing in the world about Greek. You know that. Little about English. But I did read somewhere where somebody said that word abode there. Brother Raymond, the same word that's translated mansion in this first. Oh, in the first part of this, you know, he said, I go prepare a mansion for you. So it's the same word translated mansion there is translated abode here. And you know what that's telling me? God's living in us now. And I got saying about that. I said, glory to God. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to have that mansion. He's living in here where he's at. That's already a mansion. He abides there. Well, that might get you shouting a little too. Hallelujah. Got me shouting yesterday. Thinking about it. So abide. He comes to abide. And I want to thank God. Not only is he going to prepare us a mansion, that we can dwell with him there in the future. But the Holy Ghost is saying to me, hey, we can have one now. Right on the inside. Ain't it amazing that God would come and dwell among us? And to take up his abode? Whew. Amen. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. We know that, don't we? And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, and peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, to give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Would you pray with us and read back up and read one verse before we pray? And it's verse number 23. All these verses are wonderful. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Our Father, we want to thank you for that blessed promise that you've given us this morning. Thank you for your precious word, Lord. If we should go to our separate places right now, you've been in our midst and are in our midst this morning in the songs and that were sung and the worship that we lifted up unto thee. And Lord, just from reading your words, what a blessing your word is. Help us to love you, God, because we know that you love us. Bless now this time together, and may your word, our Father, convict and comfort this morning in our hearts. And God will thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for him. You know what? If you love him, we'll keep it on. Talk a little about the love of God. Talk about our love that God has for us and the love that we have toward God. Aren't you glad? I want to say, first of all, when you get all straight, we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. And God sent his son in this world. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his son to the world. You know why? Because he loved us. And he loves us, thank God. And that's what I like about this verse. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my words, and my Father will love you. Amen. You said, I thought he already loved us. He does, but I want to tell you something. He'll just keep manifesting himself to you. Nothing like God just loving on you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about him being real more than ever before. If we'll get close to him, if we'll listen, love him, I'll tell you what, the more you love him, listen, the more you're going to feel and sense that love of God coming back to you again. And so you can't outlove God, I can tell you that. Because listen, he'll love you more and more and more and more. And I want to thank God for his love. There ain't nothing like it. I'll tell you what, it proved it. Even when Jesus came, he said, we will come unto him. I'm glad he comes to us. And he comes, takes up his abode. Nah, all of them. God through the Son and through the Holy Spirit, he lives in our life. He's taking up abode. He's walking with us, living with us. And thank God, he's with us day and night wherever we are. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. God's with us. His love is with us. And listen, if you could ever understand, if God would take us, and I want to go through maybe about a help of God this morning, a few things that God has done for us. Did you know our Lord loved us so much? Listen, he loved us so much he came to this world. Listen, you think about his life. Somebody said, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know about my life. I want to tell you a little bit about the life of the Lord Jesus. How come he loved us? If you ever get a hold of some things, you don't have no problem loving him back, because you realize how much he loved you and loved us. I tell you, he come into this world, you can take it back to one thing. He was born, but somebody said, I tell you, from all my siblings up, I was the first one, I think. Brother Leroy probably can tell you. Probably born in a little hospital. All the rest of them before me were born where they were born at home. Listen, it weren't a hospital. It was a house. And it was at home. Yeah, it was. Sure was. And some of you may have been born at home. But listen, I want to tell you about my Lord. He loved us so much. He was willing, thought it not be robbery with God. He came this world and listen, born. And listen, they laid him in a manger, born in a cow's table. And God himself manifested his thin flesh, become man, and born in a manger. That's how much he loved us. He's the one that loved us so much. You think about him. What, you say, why in the world would a king be born in a manger? That's him. You know what? I was thinking about all back down through his life. Not only was he born in the manger. Listen, but listen, not only that, but listen, he was poor. You know how you say he was? Listen, yes, he was. Him that, listen, made the worlds. He's the one that came in this world, became poor. You said, you know what he said? The foxes have holes out in this, and the birds of the air out in this, and the foxes have holes. But the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. He lived a life of poverty, in him rich in heaven and eternal One that made the worlds. Can you imagine that? And upholds it with the word of his power. Was willing and loved you and me so much that he came in this world. Leo to life. You see, what all he have? He's listening. He laid everything down for you and for me. What love. You said, I can't lay nothing down for him. Yeah, listen, we need to get a hold of the fact what he really, really did for us. Hallelujah. You know what? He did so much for us. Wonderful, glorious, marvelous things our Lord did for us. Yes, he did. You know, he came not only to live a life, listen to poverty, but he came in this world. He loved us so much. He lived a life of rejection. He was rejected. You said, yeah, warrior, he was. He came into his own, the Bible says, and his own received him not. He was rejected. He was despised and rejected of men. But he still loved us. Loved us. He came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. It takes power to become a son of God. You don't come on your own. Mm-mm. If we'll just be honest, we don't even repent on our own. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It's a gift of God that gives us faith to believe. You'll never get to heaven and make no claims on what you there because, as our brother said singing. You'll never claim that you there because you did anything that would satisfy God. Jesus did. Oh, yes, he did. He was rejected. He was rejected. But thank God he said that many has received him. He gave him power. You know why the world hadn't received him? The world hadn't seen him. I'm going to tell you something. If you'll come to him, he will receive you. Amen. He was rejected that he might be able to receive you. They told him on the cross. We could follow him not only in his life, but you can follow him all the way. Listen, before he went to the cross, he went to the judgment hall. There they mocked him. They despised him. And they spit in his face. I don't know about you. I don't know what I'd do now. I wouldn't say. But I know what I used to would have done. If somebody come up and spit in my face. One of us would have got a whooping probably. Now just be honest. Can you imagine? My Lord was despised in that judgment hall, rejected. They spit in his face. Yes, they did. And they put a crown of thorns on him. They took that cat of nine tails and they scourged him and scourged him and scourged him till, listen, blood ran out. Strapped him and cut him. But you know what he said? By stripes. We're healed. You think he loved us? I know he loved us. You think he still loved us? I know he still loves us. But he went to the judgment hall. You know what else he suffered? Suffered pain. Yes, he did. By his stripes we are healed. He went through agony. He went through all these things. His sweat become in Gethsemane. He went through that place. And you know what? The Bible said his sweat become as drops of blood. He was interceding for us. He loves us. Thank God he loves us. You know what? I can't imagine how And I'm seeing it more every day how strong love is. That's how our Lord loved us. Went to the cross of Calvary. His blood was shed on the cross of Calvary. How strong love is. You know what it said in the book of the Song of Solomon? He said, love is strong as what? Death. And says cruel, jealous is cruel as a grave. Now some people say, talking about, I know how strong God's love is to me. But I'm going to tell you something, love is awful strong. And I can say this, and that verse may not mean this, but it means it to me. Death don't stop love. It's, love is stronger, or strong is death. Don't stop. You know what? It's so love so strong, Jesus went to the cross, died for you, and died for me, that we could have eternal life. Hallelujah. John Romans 8 says, for God spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, that with him he might freely give us all things. He loved us so much, he'd give his own son. Had to be in divine providence of God. God blessed us with six girls and a son, and God took him home. But I never saying anybody that I was willing to give my son or my any of my daughters up for them. And here's what amazes me. That God, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we was ungodly, he loved us and died for us. Why was it that hope? Why was it that strength? Read it sometime, Romans 5. It's amazing what he did for us. Now, folks, that takes love. That's how strong love is. Yes, sir. That's it. I'm saying this boastful, but thankful for it. I believe me and Carol had as strong a love for one another as you'll ever find anywhere. That's why she was willing to give her life for me, and I was willing to give my life for her. And apart from the presence and the power of God, and the providence of God and the will of God. As I told her in the last little while before she left us, I'd take your place if I could. You can't. It's my turn. Love's stronger even than death. So strong. He loved us so much, he went to Calvary and died for us. Parents, you know how you love your children. You'd risk your life and give your life for them if you could spare theirs. God gave his son. Loved us so much. I was thinking about what he said in, can't remember what chapter's in, but you know what he said. What's to separate us from the love of God? Is it Romans 8? What's to separate us from the love of God? Shall persecutions, shall afflictions, and trials, and scourge, any of these things separate us from the love of God? No. Neither death, nor life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, or powers to come, nor separate us from the love of God. That's how strong it is. Nothing can separate us. Can I say something? If you've been worried about God quit loving you, forget it. He loves you. And I'll tell you something else. He'll manifest himself to you. I was thinking last night, I sort of had a different day yesterday. Wept a lot. I said, Lord, you didn't leave me here for nothing. What is it? Yeah. He said, I want you to get real close to me. Yeah. Hey. He said, if you don't, it's nobody's fault but your own. Because I'm here to love on you. I'm here to be there and get close to you. You said, no, God don't. Yeah, he does talk to us inside. And that's what I want to do. These earthly things don't matter. They're temporal. It's eternal things. And I want to say, God ain't left you here this morning just to be doing it. You're here for a purpose. Here for a need, for a purpose. And God has promised us something. But I thought a lot of times, I said, Lord, why'd you leave me and take her? It's in God's hands. I'm supposed to have been gone too. Why'd God leave you here? You got a purpose. And that's what he's telling me. I can be honest. I was be honest, ain't me? If it weren't for my family and church family, I know where my heart would be aching to go. On the other side, where Jesus is, many of my loved ones are. But God still got a purpose. I want to try to fulfill it. I pray he'll use me. I pray he'll use you. Folks, I could be wrong. I don't see how it can be long before he comes. I say to everyone, you couple sitting out this morning, my prayer is that the Lord will come. You can go together. Caught up together. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And guess what? Them loved ones is gone before us. They're getting up too. They're going to get up before we, if we left here, they're going to get up before we change. The dead in Christ shall rise last. Didn't say that, did it? Dead in Christ are what? First. Then we are alive, remains, shall be caught up together with them. Amen. To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He loved us now. He'll love us in the future. He loved us before the foundation of the earth. He loved us before we was ever born. He knew us before we was ever formed in our mother's womb. He's God. And he loved us and he always will love us. Hallelujah. And he manifests himself unto us. The love of God. A man love me. He'll keep my words, verse 23 says. And my Father will love him. I'll tell you, there's no substitute being loved on by God. Yes, he manifests himself to us. Not to the world. Now, if you want to go out and live in the world, I'm not going to promise you he's going to manifest himself to you. He said, he don't manifest itself to the world, but he manifests itself to them that love him. And he reveals himself. And he said, if you love me, he said, my Father will love you. And I believe he's talking more about just loving us to save us. I think he's talking about loving us to comfort us, loving us to sustain us. And thank God for his love. He expresses it. Hallelujah, don't he? Yes, he does. Whew. Thank God. You can see it and feel it. Hallelujah. The love of God. Hallelujah. You know, everybody likes to tell they love, don't they?
Sure.
That's good. And matter of fact, we need to realize and we need to tell God how much we love him. Yeah. And he loves us back. Well, amen. Boy, more you closer you get to him, the more you love him, he's going to love you back. Now, love, I like his love never fails. Love's stronger than death. I like that other verse in Psalm of Solomon too. I think it's about verse chapter number 8, verse number 6, 7, somewhere. You know what it says? It says floods, a water can't quench it, and floods can't drown it. Hallelujah. You know my prayer is? I'm not worried about God not loving me. I know he's going to love me, but you know what my prayer is? That God, I love you more and more and more and more. Now, if you say you love your spouse, if you never hugged them, never kissed them, never showed any expression that you loved them, listen, how are they going to know you love them? Yeah. Well, you're going to be good to them. But you know what? God's good to us, and we know he loves us. And I'll tell you what, if we express our love back to him, and we'll sense more of his love toward us. Hallelujah. Oh, well, he does. I like this. Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I'm going to close with verse number 27, Lord willing. You know the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 27 before we close. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I want to say thank God. There ain't nothing to give you any more peace than knowing that God just loving you. Used to be an old saying, to beat the bang. He loves you. He loves you. He said, I'll come take up my abode. I'm going to abide with you. We are. So really, we're not by ourselves. Sometimes when you're in the house, it's pretty quiet by yourself. Sometimes I hear noise, and one time I go out the door, ain't nobody there. Sometimes you hear things. If we only knew how close this spirit world is to us. I don't want to disturb some of you, but folks, I'm telling you, spirit realms right on us. Yeah, camped around us. If you don't believe it, ask why that prophet prayed, his servant, Lord, open his young man's eyes. He can see. You know what he saw? Yeah. All he could see to start with was all that army coming at him. But after God opened his eyes, he saw the whole host, the heavenly host that surrounded him. And you know what? Thank God for that. Amen. Yeah. Love of God. That heavenly host. But God give you peace. Now, if I'm going to say something about peace before we close, you know what? You got to have peace with God before you ever get the peace of God. Amen. Yeah. See, when we get justified, we're not in war with God no more. We got peace with God. And if we get that peace with God, God will give us a peace, his peace. And you make peace with him, you can have peace that passeth all understanding. And he'll keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on thee. If you want peace, God will give it to you. If you love him, he'll love you and give you peace. Ain't nothing like having peace, not being troubled and worried. What a blessing it is. Lay down at night and say, Lord, I'm laying down now. I'm going to sleep. Thank God for the peace that you've given me. I made peace with God. Ain't got peace of God. Hallelujah. I read somewhere or another, it talked about him giving us that peace, and he does. But he said here, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I told you. But until we get to that mansion over there, That's how one inside. You know what? He's in there. There's a mansion right in there. He abiding there. Glory to God. What am I saying? I'm saying we don't have to wait to get to heaven to enjoy the love of God. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to enjoy this salvation. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I got to read this one verse again. I'm sorry. Hold it. He said, if we love him, we'll keep his commandments, didn't he? If we love him, he'll love us. I like that last verse I read. If he loved me, verse 28, he would rejoice. He said, because I say I can go to the Father, and the Father is greater than I. He said, if you love me, you're going to rejoice. Amen. Can I tell you something? You don't ever rejoice none. Do you really love him? How do you go around all the time? Dead, dry, never smile. I know everybody's different. But I tell you what, you can have joy and peace in your heart. You can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can have peace that passes all understanding. And if you listen, I cannot tell you how many times. I'm glad one thing Carol told me before she left. If you believe what you're preaching, you can do it. And that's helped me. You wouldn't believe how many times. Every time I get down, that comes back to me. If you believe what you're preaching, you can preach my funeral. If you believe, and she still, I bet she's still saying, if you believe what you preach, you can keep on preaching.
That's right.
You know what? I have to keep telling myself that. You don't ever get there, do you? You know what the psalmist David, you know what he did? He encouraged himself in the Lord. If ain't nobody else around to encourage me, you got to encourage yourself. Talk to yourself. You say, I'm thinking somebody afraid I'm crazy. Well, go ahead. They don't care. I don't care. They don't have to worry about that. Talk to yourself. If you have to, encourage yourself. You got something to rejoice about. Amen. That's right. Not alone. He said, if you love me, you can rejoice. Where's the shout gone? I was about to shout a while ago when y'all were singing some of them songs. If I could save my voice from singing, I could preach longer. You said, sing on, didn't you? Rejoice. 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 If you love me, you can rejoice, Brother Buford. You can shout for joy if you love God. You know what God does? I believe with all my heart. It didn't just happen to Carol. You know what he does with a lot of people? He takes the fear out of it. He said Jesus tasted the death of every one of us. He did. He done been there. Now, you're not going through that alone. I see it more and more. There's somebody there with him. It's him. Shares everything. And one of these days, if Jesus tarried, and I hope he'll come. Yeah. Amen. You can rejoice if you love him.